When it comes to protecting their money, the British seem to have little room for patriotism or patience. Some of them are turning their backs on Britain and plowing their funds into Irish banks. Others are hoping for safety by rushing into gold. Laura Lynch reports.
With markets tumbling and banks faltering, more and more people are making their way to the Ritz Savoy Hotel in London. Not to spend money on fancy cocktails or swanky rooms. They're streaming down this lane on their way to buy gold. Stuart is turning to an old-fashioned remedy to protect his money.
I've always been told to not put all your money in the building society, but to also put it in alternative investments, which has always been stocks and shares. But with stocks and shares in so much trouble at the moment, and there's no bright futures for certain, I thought, as a hedge, as it were, buy a small amount of gold as a small private investor, in the hope that if stocks and shares continue to plummet, then gold might be rising.
Instead of heading into the hotel, they head into an adjacent office building. Behind two sets of locked doors, ATS Bullion sales officers are trying to keep up with the demand. Today, they can't. They've run out of gold bars and can't find any more. Managing Director Sandra Conway says even stocks of gold coins are dwindling as business soars.
I would say it's probably tripled over the last couple of weeks, certainly as far as clients actually coming into the office and people purchasing over the telephone. Having said that, you know, it has been increasing over the last couple of years, but I think people have been looking at the situation in America and the stock market crashes and really looking to gold as an alternative investment again.
Good afternoon, Northern Rock. How can I help?
Customer service lines at Northern Rock Bank are buzzing with new clients. It was rescued from collapse by the British government earlier this year. Now the government guarantees all deposits. That's made it the gold standard for banks. But it's only allowed a limited share of the market. So today it began withdrawing higher interest deals in an effort to push potential customers away. Where will they go? It seems a lot of them are looking west, way west, to Dublin. Today the Irish government passed a law guaranteeing 100% of all deposits, no matter how big they are, in Irish-owned banks. There aren't any official numbers yet. But David Kuo of the money and finance website fool.co.uk has been doing his own survey.
And what we found was that 36% of people who open savings accounts this month, that's only in the last 2 days, have gone for one of the Irish banks. In fact, they've gone for Anglo-Irish Bank. Now, the interesting thing with Anglo-Irish Bank is that it doesn't offer the best interest rate, but people are saying it may not offer the best interest rate on the market, but we're still plumping for one of these because it is the safer one.
It's no surprise the British and other European governments aren't happy with Ireland. They say the scheme is unfair and distorts competition. That appears to be of little concern for those who worry about whether their money is safe. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.